few days, it all gets a bit confusing. But it's 5 o'clock now. Don't worry. As ever, if you'd like to give us a call, you know the number anyway. I'll give that out to you in a little while. Again, because you're over that, I can tell. Okay, move on with some music instead. That's Garbage from a couple of years ago, a long, many, many moons ago. I think called Stupid Girl. Right. Played you a track from this album yesterday. And I like it a lot. The band are called The Happies. The album is Swing High. and this is called 55. Johnny is a man of motion, three razors shave and a rotten sun. He has a go with right motion, catches the spark of life as they drive on the one. So Johnny is a feeling eager, dressed in suit and tie, drops the top of the see what I mean? It's a good album. It's a good album. The album is called Swing High. That track was called 55 from The Happies. I played you a track called Carolina yesterday. Maybe you remember that. I doubt it. It's highly unlikely. But it's a very good album. Anyway, so go out and buy it and make them very rich or something. They're called Mary Loves Molly, and the album is called Mary Loves Molly on their own Beanbag label. That track is called Will I. Before that, we had Cast and All Right. And before that, The Happies on WMFO. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the US Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the US, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the US, is a distant second with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000. Compared to 730 in the US. Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Numbers to think about, it's absolutely crazy. The prison population has assumed a life of its own. It's absolute madness. New music now from a band called Cub Sport.
Change everything with words again.
Formed, of course, and good for them. I like them a lot. That's Lush from Chow from a few years ago, and a track called 500, Shake Baby Shake. I don't know what the 500's about. Serves no purpose in there at all. No purpose at all. Yeah, let's move on. From a new album from Devendra Barnhart.
I know the whole world says to you, Jonathan, these are your chords. I'm borrowing them, just to convey how very beautiful she looks today. See, see, I hope that you don't mind, I'll give them back after I'm done. One more chorus line and it's the end of the song. I know the whole world says to you,
stop by close. There he goes. just act a fool. I drive on down to the bar, putting on the style. That's what drives.
Fabulous heavyweights there. And putting on the stars.
Until it's time to be.
From the album East Coast Blues. From way back, I don't know. 70s probably. Devendra Banhart. Before that, and John Lends a Hand, which is a dreadful title for the track, but I like that album. It's out now on Nonesuch. The album is Ape in Pink Marble, excuse me. Before that, we heard from Lush. Okay, I'm going to be out of here at 6. I feel like I've been here a lot lately. It's just one of those things. I've done, I think, a show here every day for the last 4 days or something like that. It must seem like a lot more to you. That's all I can say. Music now from Creative Adult on WMFO.
Thank you. the eyes past the facade of paradise over the cold expanse below. You and I have room to grow. We have found.
I tasted the moon.
Well, I hadn't heard that for years, and I could barely remember it, to be honest. Mumps and Crocodile Tears from the album Fatal Charm, possibly, around about the same time as Tough Tarts, who we heard earlier. And before that, Surfer Blood. And gotta love the Surfer Blood on Fierce Panda. And the latest album, 1,000 Palms. That track's called Northwest Passage. Before that, Creative Adult was that very long track from an album called Fear of Life that was Connected. You're listening to WMFO, about 12 now, or 11 minutes maybe, before the hour of 6 a.m. It's still dark and gloomy, and it's a pretty unpleasant day, but I had to come a long way to get here, and I walked. it was truly depressing. I walked about 7 miles to get here, I kid you not, this morning. And it was dark and gloomy and horrible, but at least, and it's very, very misty, but at least it's not raining or icy or anything like that. But it was a depressing walk, let me tell you. There you go. I thought we'd have some local stuff to finish us off. That's Peter Bazell and the Academy from the album Devil Love on his own label, and Down by the Seashore. Before that, Cavecraft, Exist On from A Cave is a Grave on Cave Caller Records. They're not local, but Peter Bazell and the Academy are, and also the Grave Dancers, who I'm going to leave you with now. It's about 2 minutes before 6 o'clock, and I'm out of here, so stick around. I hope you've had a reasonable time over this holiday. It can be a stressful time, I know, but hopefully you've had a reasonable time, and I'll catch you again at some point, I should think. Dancers. I like that. There's some interesting instrumental stuff on there.